Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Welcome back to Oakla Said. It is the official Oakla Ed podcast. Welcome back, Scotty.
Hey, how's it going, Aaron?
It's going really well. To quote the famous Scott Hazelwood, I'm living the dream.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you been quoted before outside of Twitter?
Probably not.
Okay, well.
Who would want to quote me outside of Twitter? I'm just some teacher guy.
Right. We don't matter. Yeah. This week, Doug Brown hosted the Oakla Ed Twitter chat, and his topic was, what's so exciting about education? I loved it.
Yeah, it was a pretty good topic, and I got to be honest, I super bowled with my good friend Jeff, so I didn't even check in until a couple days later.
I was not planning on super bowling because I whatevs, but we ended up heading over to some friend's house and watching it. But I was still able to Oakla Ed. So,
but I did go back later, and you know what? Doug has good questions.
Yeah. He has really good questions. Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have thought to do a chat on, you know, when you see a chat roll through, you're like, okay, I can see that. But I would have, when I was going back and looking through this, I was like, that is an interesting way. That is great. Because I wouldn't have thought of a chat like how he did it.
Yeah. He had great questions. Mm-hmm. And again, anybody could answer them. I was just, I was really pleased. So. Good deal. Well, what is exciting about education in your own world? 10 words or less. Go. I'm just kidding. You can use as many words as you want.
I think what's exciting in education is that we're able to continually move towards giving students some creative freedom and how they can show us what they are learning.
Yes.
It's just getting easier and easier and easier to do. Remember, like 15 years ago, we were still talking about that as teachers 15 years ago, but it was a lot more difficult to come up with those things that students could do that were unique to them, that could still demonstrate what they were learning, and then we have to go back and grade it or whatever. But now with, you know, cell phones everywhere or tablets or computers and Google Docs and all these things, it's just getting easier for students. And I think that's cool.
No, I do too. There's no doubt about it. Giving students the opportunity to inquire and design and create and do it in their own way is obviously my passion. So, well, question one, describe one thing you've done in the class, school, or district that has excited your students.
You know, the last year that I was in the classroom, when I gave my kids the iPads and said, show me how to do this calculus problem. They really enjoyed that because they were able to, I had some different apps and they really, they would write, I gave them permission to write on their desks. So they wrote on their desks, they took the picture, they narrated what was going on. I had a kid come in and do a stop motion video on solving a calculus problem. I mean, they just really got into it, and that was
fun.
And that ties into my thing that I talked about earlier. So there you go.
Yes. Well, I went with an April Gustafson. She is April 2383 on the Twitters, if you're not following her. She says, as a teacher, excitement was a necessity. It's who I am, who I was. I always wanted to inspire excitement, fun, and passion in my students, and engagement was a given. I had many classroom pets. Leopard geckos, ferrets, guinea pigs, fish, and even an ocean touch tank. That's cool.
That sounds like a zoo.
I know, right? All in the classroom.
I went with Tommy Jane, Tommy, who is at Tommy Jane 12. And she said, I frequently invite people in the community to read to the children in my class. We've had people from the mayor to police officers. Nothing is better than excitement for reading.
Yes.
I thought that was really good.
That was super fun.
You know, reaching out and bringing in your community. Bang.
Bam.
Bam. What have you done in your class, school district to give your students a voice and increase their excitement for learning?
Podcasting. I can't get off this bandwagon of podcasting right now.
No kidding.
I know it's been around for a million years, and my brother-in-law harasses me regularly. He says, oh, that's still a thing. but the kids are doing it. The kids have all the say in it, and it's just super fun. So there you go. That's how I do it.
You know, and I heard a guy yesterday. I was listening because I have time in the car, so I listen to podcasts. And a guy who's got a really, really pretty popular podcast, he was talking, and he goes, I don't know that we've hit the plateau for podcasts yet.
What was the podcast?
I think it was Chris Hardwick's Nerdist podcast, which is changing to ID10T.
Why?
He's not really the Nerdist anymore, which I didn't know. So he's kind of going in a different creative. I don't know. It's a different creative direction. Different podcast, though. But he's really into that kind of stuff. Like, he pays attention to those things. And he said, you know, look at what NPR is doing with their podcast and how it's continually growing. He said, I don't think we've hit the limit on podcasts yet. So.
No. And the sky's the limit on still what you can talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
When I was doing the podcast with my student last year, you know, I'm listening to the West Wing Weekly regularly.
Right.
We had just finished watching Lost, and I was so excited about it. It was the second time I'd watched the show Lost all the way through, and I was like, oh, Troy, you are a huge fan of the show Lost. Let's do a podcast on Lost. There are about 45 of them.
Well, yeah.
I had no clue. But it was funny whenever we went and looked it up. We're like, okay, that's been done.
Never mind. Provide angle 46.
anyway, I went with a Joe Robison tweet on this. He is Joe Robison 907 on the Twitter, and he's from Valdez, Alaska. So, Alaska, thanks for joining in to the Okla Ed Chat. But he said, I'm really trying to incorporate more design thinking into what I do. I'm asking a lot of why on projects and units. Change of paradigm. And students really respond.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Yep. I love it.
Yeah. Alaska. Mushan, Alaska, right? Is that right? Yeah. Iditarod. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Kimberly Blodgett, I went with her. She's at Kimber Blodgett. She said, my students earn points. I let them decide how we party. When we earn enough points, my classroom is a democracy, so we vote on a lot of things. I think it's important to start voting early.
Amen!
And vote often. Nope, just kidding. Just kidding. Just get out and vote once, legally.
Yes.
We don't want the fuzz busting down doors.
Indeed. what professional development have you participated in that excited you, and why? So, me personally, I've been to Ron Clark Academy.
Okay.
Best day ever. I've been to South by
Southwest. Well, and you've been married and you've had kids, and still that was best day ever?
Best day of PD ever. Sorry. At Travis Barnes to 11, thank you for my life. No, but for professional development, Ron Clark Academy, amazing. South by Southwest EDU, amazing. Mm-hmm. ISTE, amazing. But you know what I love the most?
No, Aaron, what do you love the most? Please tell us.
So I went with a Jennifer Seitzinger tweet here because I love seeing my people.
Yeah.
Okla Ed, TLAP, Teacher Friends, she said Microsoft EDU, OKELM, elementary. Anytime I can see my PLN face-to-face, and I love it. When I took those students to OMLEA last week to present, I was high-fiving, woo, and yeah, and they never see me in my element. I mean, they see me in my element here in this silo.
As a teacher role.
Yes, but not as a peer, a friend.
Right. With your colleagues.
Somebody who's geeky about continuing their education. And they harassed me a little bit. They threw a little shade, but it was all in fun. And anyway, so I loved Jennifer's tweet here because I've been to some pretty amazing places. Mm-hmm. But I love us. I love us. I love me some me.
Yeah. I love being able to meet people in real life that you just rarely see ever in real life, or you only know through Twitter or social media. I think that's super exciting.
Oh, I met Aaron Baker in real life
on
Friday.
How exciting.
Yes. Yes. Sorry.
Did you record it?
I selfied it.
Okay.
Selfie. All right. I documented it.
Perfect. I went with at Mrs. Searcy, 112. Laura Searcy, she said, PD is most exciting when you lead. What can you share with others or teach or learn yourself? Some of my fave PD is based on what I read, then implement in what I write, then find an audience.
Love it.
Teacher is leader, hashtag teacher is leader, hashtag teacher is student, hashtag teacher is reader, hashtag teacher is writer, hashtag Okla Ed. And I think she's onto something there. One of our Okla, we had several Okla Ed folks present at the TCEA conference in Texas, the Ed Tech conference down there. And one of them, was it Kindergarten Rocks? Was it her or Firsties?
I don't know where you're going with this. I know there are several people I follow that are down there right now.
But that was their first time they had done this, I think. I can't remember. It was one of the Clinton ladies. And she was like, man, it was great. So, you know, when you do something like that and you're able to present that first time, you learn a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have started feedback forms.
Okay.
That I push out at the end of sessions. I didn't do it for the podcasting session because we were just kind of like a poster session. There was no presenting or anything. Mm-hmm. At the end of a PD session that I offer, I push out a Google form so I can find out how I can grow.
Right.
I like the feedback.
Yeah, I do too. It helps.
Yeah.
Question four, list one thing your administration has done that excited you about your job as an educator.
Ooh, there's so much. And lots of people were like, I can't answer this. There are just too many things. but I went with Idabel's own Nancy Williams. She said, my administration has set a goal of every student feeling like a champion, even graduates as long as 50 years ago. No, once a warrior, always a warrior. They proudly wear those t-shirts.
That's awesome.
I do love that.
I always enjoyed... When my administration would back me when I'd try something crazy. Like that got me fired up to keep going down the crazy path. Like not crazy just to be crazy, but like intentional crazy. Like there's a method to this madness.
Right. Well, and I always like when my administration sees validity in what I'm doing and then asks me to present it to the school. Mm-hmm. You know, that's super fun also.
Right. I went with April Gustafson, Ms. G, and she said, I am excited about my job career because of my direct administrators. They are always willing to listen, guide conversations, give advice without micromanagement, and look into or try new ideas. They empower me to help students and their families while supporting T's and admin. Hashtag Okla Ed, hashtag blessed.
Blessed.
Blessed. Now, we had a really weird situation happen on chat. I don't know if you noticed this or not. Did you notice?
What?
We skipped question five and went right to question six.
Oh, yeah, I did notice that. I was like, hey, where'd question five go? Yeah. And you look up A5, Okla Ed. There were people that tried to use A5 because they knew that was like what should be next.
Right.
So you had to look A5 and A6 to find answers here.
But there weren't a lot of A5s. There's only like three or four maybe. So
yeah.
So yeah, so I'm sorry, Aaron. We're having to skip you and I get two questions in a row. Ha!
Oh. Yep. That's okay.
Take that. If money were no object, what instructional resources would excite you as an educator? Dream big.
Dream big. So I think I went with something like I want to explore more screencasting. Mm-hmm. I want the students to do more video making, obviously more podcasting, but I want like video editing software that's good, not free. Free is good right now, but if money were no object, I'd get some more video editing software. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that you've said it several times, sharing your story, and this is just a way for students to share and share and share, and then we can share. It's harder for people to want to look at a hard copy of something. If you share it and they can watch a 30-second something, you're going to get way more response than mailing a student work sample to a legislator. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it just seems like the way we should go, especially if we're going to be sharing more.
I would say something along the lines of every single student has that connected, internet-connected device
Yes.
Tablet or laptop or what, you know, kind of whatever works best in that situation where they can easily connect to internet no matter where they live at night, no matter where they are during the day. So that, because, you know, like just for example.
Yes.
If I can provide a tablet to my own children that live with me, like my DNA, mm-hmm. and they have that opportunity to learn from that, and the teacher doesn't do anything with it because somebody else doesn't have that same opportunity, who's being denied the opportunity to learn? You see what I'm saying? Like my child who's prepared and ready is denied that opportunity to learn, as well as that child who doesn't have access to this thing. They are also being denied. And yes. So if we can get that to be equitable, where inner city, rural, whatever, you've got the thing and you've got guaranteed internet, reliable internet connection from where you live. I just think that can be a game changer.
Device means very little unless you're able to connect it.
Yeah. So there you go.
There you go. Well, Jack Reed, who is JL Reed 2011 on the Twitters, he said, if money were no object, I would like to see an alternative school with a college type schedule, not require students to be on campus every day and extended hours into the evening. Reach more students and give more opportunities. Amen.
Yeah, I think
how many high school graduates could we have if we started setting up more for the working families, working students?
Right. And I like what Jack is saying there, and he's right up my alley. I mean, because how many times have we talked about it where I've said school buildings should open at 6:30 and should close at 9:30 p.m. Yeah. Because you got first, second, third shift parents. You got some students that are up and ready to go at 6:30. You got some students that aren't going to drag in until 10. And so let's give them that freedom. Yeah.
But in a world of teacher shortage and funding shortage, how do you pay for that? Dream big. I love it, Jack. Thank you.
I went with John Bennett. He is at JCBJR. And OklaEd A65? Question mark. He said, get high-speed internet access with iPad access at home and school and community center for all students. It's like John and I were mind-melding.
Yes. Hey, I did hear, and I don't know if they still have it going on. Somebody from Clinton, let us know if what I'm about to say is incorrect. But I heard they put Wi-Fi at a park there so that kids could have Wi-Fi access even if they weren't at school. If they had none at home, they could go to the park and have Wi-Fi access.
I've heard, although I don't have this as firsthand knowledge either, that there are several countries where Wi-Fi access is nationwide.
That's cool.
And available.
Yeah.
You know, like if there's a cell tower or whatever, there's Wi-Fi access.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I like that.
I don't know.
Well, Q7, what can we tell potential teachers to excite them about the future of education? It's a hard one. Did you pick? Yes. I was almost going to go with that Madeline Shields tweet. I had to go back and find another one because the narrative that we give sometimes is pretty crappy.
Right.
Yeah, you know, oh, I had this student, blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, you know, or this other teacher, blah, 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 blah. And our narrative has to change if we want people to come. If you're only telling stories about how crappy your day was, hello, not going into that industry.
Well, and I think more broadly, societally, where we live, there's an issue in that there's sort of some public support. But there's not very much.
No. But negativity breeds negativity. And so we're not going to change the narrative unless we start talking positively. And I think the best way to do that is sharing amazing stories. And I'm pretty sure it was John Bennett last week who said there should be a hashtag for Oklahoma's positive stories. Right. Let's start that. I mean, I don't know if I should do it, but he tweeted that to Joy. And so I really would like to see something start there where OKLED can get into that hashtag and say, all right, this is worth investing in. We do want more of this. Right. We don't want to be the worst. And I mean, Oklahoma Watch shared an article today that says, we don't usually share opinion pieces, but this is rough. Let us know what you think. And they're talking about... other Republicans, not Oklahoma Republicans, wanting to be more like Oklahoma. No, it's like, what does that mean? Yeah. And so you click in it because, you know, anyway, it was pretty interesting. You should go and read the Oklahoma Watch article from February 9th.
And the One Cool Thing hashtag still floats around every now and then.
Yes.
You know, you can share stuff that you do there. There is sort of a community that's, and I haven't checked it recently, but there was something that would come through like once or twice a week. You know, a cool thing that a teacher's doing in a classroom. So the number one, cool thing.
Oakla said, listeners, let's revive it. Let's make it more, you know? Anyway,
uh-oh.
I went. I just said no, indeed. You go ahead and say Madeline's.
Okay, so she said, it's not always what you tell people about education. It's the way you talk about teachers currently in the field and the conversations around the teaching profession. I'd like to see less angry Facebook videos and more positive stories.
Yes. And then I went with Joy, who is at Joy4OK. She's the state's superintendent for all of you outside of Oklahoma listening. She said, Oklahoma needs you more now than ever. There is no greater calling, no greater impact than teaching. We will fight to keep you in the state. Our kids deserve nothing less.
Bang.
I thought that, I mean, politician or not, she is here regularly and she does show that she supports her teachers.
She's pretty vocal about supporting educators.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so
we need more like her.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Question 8. What can we do to get Oklahoma Ed legislators excited about public education?
Yes.
So I just straight up, I'm going with my advisor, Dr. Asino. I would have boom sauced this, but I didn't feel like I could use it and boom sauce it. So
yeah.
But he said, can we get some legislators to moderate an Oklahoma Ed chat? Man, that would be great.
That would be great. I mean, because then how connected? You can see, you know what? I'm going to reach out to my legislators and see if they're willing. We should all reach out to our own legislator. Don't worry about the state of Oklahoma. Reach out to your legislator. Tell them you would like to co-moderate an Oklahoma Ed chat.
Yeah.
That's happening this week, just so you know.
All right.
Okay. I have no idea what'll happen from it, but that's happening this week. I went with a Jose Hernandez tweet, and he is at Jose_Mandez. He said, show them data, personal stories, struggles. Be honest with our needs. It's hard for them to ignore our passion, sacrifices, and hard work. He's from Perry. I hadn't seen him, so I had to look him up. But he's from Perry, Oklahoma, and or works in Perry, Oklahoma. But yes, that's so true. We got to share. We got to share. We got to share.
And I think that's one of the things that's, if I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times, every teacher should blog for those reasons, because they need our personal stories. They need to know what we do well. They need to know where we struggle. They need to know what our needs are. It's, you know, it comes back to, I was talking with a friend of mine. Well, how much money do you need to fix education in Oklahoma? And then we're stuck. But but how much do you need? I don't know. $1 billion. I mean,
give it to me.
Yeah, it's hard to put a specific value on that. But here's what I need. I need high quality professional development. I need to be treated as a professional.
Yep.
I have 2 degrees, almost a third. I don't need to be almost qualifying for WIC or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should be able to not have to. The assistant manager at Chipotle needs to not make more than me with my almost 3 degrees. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
That's what I need. I need class sizes of 25 or less in the high school and 15 or less in the younger grades. That's what I need. So let's figure out how much that's going to cost.
Right. Well,
I think I accidentally got on a box. I'm sorry.
Soapboxes are welcome here. And we're an audience of two. I don't know. Maybe mom will turn you off if she's listening. Oh, that Scott, he went on a rampage this week.
Dadgum that boy, I'm going to have to call him.
Question 9. What are you doing in your class, school, or district to get parents excited about education?
You know, our good friend Cass Nelson Snapchats a crap ton of stuff for her school district. Now, how can you not be excited about that?
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think getting the students fired up and engaged. I mean, I have nearly daily parent-teacher conferences. The parents are welcome to come in any day of the week after school, right? Okay. They just got to come after school. And I have parent-teacher conferences so regularly where they're like, I can't even believe that he's excited to do math. I can't even believe what you're doing. He wasn't writing before. She wasn't, you know. And I think if you're engaging the kids, that is the first step to create excitement in parents. I mean, showing them that you care, showing them that you love them, showing them that you're getting their kids engaged creates this excitement, in my opinion.
Yeah. If the students go into your classroom and they're doing low grade clerical work, they're probably not going to be super excited about going to your classroom.
Yes.
And then if they're not super excited about it, they're definitely not telling mom and dad about it.
No, exactly. And that's why I went with Todd Gregg's tweet here, and he is at Mr. Gregg. He said, giving my all to teaching their children every day. And yes, amazing. Thank you.
That's a good one.
Parents are going to be excited.
That's right. I went with Chong C. Lore, who is at Chong2087. And I believe he is one of almost Dr. Laura Searcy's pre-service teachers. He said, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. Margaret Mead. He said, for some, the school is the only place where they feel important. I am honored to have the opportunity to show them this.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Like, I want to teach with him.
No kidding. Yes.
So question 10, finish up with a positive story about public education in your area.
So I'm pretty excited. Epic does these epic stories. Mm-hmm. And weekly, we push out a story about a student and how Epic is transforming their education and or fits into X. We just pushed one out about a little group of figure skaters and how, I mean, they invest so much time into figure skating that, you know, it wouldn't work otherwise, or they'd be considered truant otherwise at their school, you know. And so I like our Epic Weekly stories, personally.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I went with a Sherry Gately tweet here, though. She said, my school is full of first-generation high school graduates who are going on to college. They will have the ability to change their families for generations. That is what it's all about. That is in all caps, so I had to, you know, find a way to read it better.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more proud of my students and all they've overcome.
That's great. I did, one of the things that I'd started doing at Memorial was creating a podcast. You know, like, there's always the star quarterback or the cheer captain, and everybody knows X and such kid, or everybody knows Y and such kid. Everybody knows the lead actor in the play. So I send an email to my teachers. I go, I want to know about cool students in your classroom who fly under the radar that nobody knows about.
And
then we did a podcast and we talked with those students.
I love that.
About once every 2 weeks, we would get a student and just run through questions, what their passions were, what they were excited about, and different. It was really fun.
Aw,
yep,
I really
good.
Like that, yes.
So I went with Mr. Gregg on this one as well. He said, one of my former students is doing a senior project and is collecting school supplies to send to students in the Hurricane Harvey affected area.
I almost picked that one too, but you had already beat me to it.
Heck,
and
yeah.
I don't know if I put it in there anyway. So if anybody reads the show notes, they can see that it was a great boom sauce tweet.
It was a pretty good boom sauce. Aaron, take it away.
I love what John Bennett said. He said, we educators and all those supporting public education are fighting for a cause that is the most important cause for our country. The truth means that eventually education will win out.
Yes.
Did I read that okay?
Yeah. I mean, that's like tweet, mic drop, Elvis has left the building. I mean,
boom.
You know, and so scrolling through the chat, I was like, dude, that's it. That's the boom sauce. That, I mean, bang.
Bang.
There you go.
Next week.
Sacred cow tipping.
Sacred cow tipping. I think there are a bunch of Oklahomies that are going to be really excited about that one, because we all know about Oklahoma cow tipping out
that's
here.
That's right. That's right. And
have you ever tipped a cow?
No.
You haven't?
No.
How long have you lived in Oklahoma?
A long time. I mean, when I grew up, we had 80 acres and we ran cattle. We were
running
some
never
cattle on it.
Cow tipping?
Well, I was younger, and every time we got near the cows anyway, they would just run off, so.
You were going at night, right?
No. I was sleeping at night.
You gotta go at night. No, you gotta go cow tipping at night.
I'm 10, 11 years old. I sleep at night.
I've never successfully tipped over the cow. I think I'm too weak. But you can scare the crap out of some cows at nighttime. Anyway, that's the way I was told you had to do cow tipping.
Gotta do it
at nighttime.
Night, all right.
Noted. You have to go hunt snipe at night, and you have to tip cows at night. Hashtag Oklahoma.
Hashtag noodling. You just stick your arm under that rock. I don't know what's up there, but you just get a fish. Sacred cow tipping. I've been teasing it for a week now with some fun little tweets. I've got a couple things up my sleeve to do it, to just whet the appetite a bit. But
right.
I think I honestly want to have a really contentious, lively debate. So the questions should stoke some sort of passion. You know, there are certain questions we have in education where you drop the question off in the teacher's lounge and then walk out in the, you know, and it's like the aftermath looks like an explosion, you know?
Yes.
Like,
oh yes.
The teacher who never says a potty word turns into, queen of the dirty words as she,
yes.
you know what I'm saying? There's certain topics. And so, Mr. Nyberg and I, we've found some topics that we think should foment some discussion. And
have you already created your questions?
Yeah. Yeah. We've
you
got
have.
Some questions. Yeah.
So would, I don't know, would this be a fun episode to live podcast during the chat?
It depends.
Get you
depends
and bring
on the,
it on at the same time.
We could maybe. I'll have to check with Brand. Maybe we could do that.
You'll both be in one place at the same time. So
yeah, it would just depend on the noise. Is my house at that time?
Okay,
but
okay.
I'll feel him up and see if he would be up for a Google Hangout.
Feel him out. Don't feel him up.
Oh. We are now editing this episode.
Wow.
Not physically
weird.
Touch okay. anybody because it'll all happen digitally and only with permission.
All right.
But yeah, sacred cow tipping. So keep your eyes on the Twitters over the next 48 hours-ish, unless you are listening to this podcast after the chat, in which case, scroll through my timeline and see some of the funny cow gifts I've been sharing.
They have been fun.
So
that'll happen at Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. on Sunday night.
Every Sunday night.
Every Sunday night.
At 8 p.m. And you can tweet and watch Olympics.
Yeah. Do you know what's on Sunday? What people will be happening?
Olympics in the snow.
Like last night there was figure skates. Okay, and let's talk about this real quick.
Okay, all right.
Olympic ceremonies are tonight.
Yes.
But last night, they've already done figure skating and curling.
Sometimes you got to start early.
Who sings the national anthem after the first quarter?
Wow, nobody. But you know what? They started the Summer Olympics. Like, they had already handed out a gold medal before the opening ceremony started, the Summer Olympics in Rio.
I'm not liking it.
Well, you come up with all of the logistics for getting everything done in time after opening ceremonies.
All right.
Yeah, you manage those 15,000 people. And
all
transportation.
Right. All right.
And events.
All right.
And. All right.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Go dominate and stuff.
Yeah. Or we might have to finger touch again.
I got it. Hold on. You got it. You got a minute. Hold on. I got it. Cause I gotta get there. I gotta get there. All right. Hold on. I'll be there in just 1 second and grab.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Okay.